This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joe, I think that segment with Mike White hit big.
That was so much fun. It was such a, it was like an oasis in a sea of Steeler quarterback talk, you know, or a desert of Steeler quarterback talk. Kevin Taylor says, incredible segment with Mike White. Might have been the best thing I've ever heard in 15 years at the Fan.
We had somebody on the text line say, I don't follow high school sports of any kind, don't really care for basketball and football, but I was still into the segment.
It was a lot of fun. We're both trying, we went and talked to our boss, we're both trying to get over Mike White and the shot that he took. It was so out of nowhere because you guys aren't, you don't even know each other. You know of each other, you're acquaintances. And Mike said, Donnie, what did he say?
He said, you know who just asked me about you? And I just said, who? And he said, nobody.
It was so weird that it was funny.
That's why I thought, okay, maybe his son, who I've known for some time now, like maybe he said something to him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't talk to his son every day because he's like a friend of a friend, but I know him. So I thought maybe that's where he was going, but he just pulled like a dad joke of all time.
Yeah. I mean, that was remarkable. All right, it's time for Bechtold's breakdown first. I've lost track of everything here, Limits. We're coming up on the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. The show is yours, my friend.
Thank you very much, very kindly. Mm-hmm. This is the Bechtold Breakdown for Friday, February 14th, 2025, sponsored by our good friends at Southside Plumbing and Heating, Southside Jake. Here we go. Key Brian Hayes, and according to a video from Andrew Destin of the Post-Gazette, Key Brian Hayes is swinging with two hands on the bat. Now, you might know that Key Brian Hayes' swing when he gets out of the box is usually more so one-handed, favoring his left hand, and he takes his right hand off the bat right after he contacts the ball. This is now a two-handed follow-through from Key Brian Hayes. And Donnie, I think, is this maybe Key Brian trying to neutralize his back injury, trying to increase launch angle? How optimistic are you about Key Brian Hayes this season, or if you're optimistic at all?
On a scale of 1 to 10, minus a trillion. How about that? I mean, this is just, I hope he succeeds. The times, that the small times we've seen him healthy, he looks like he can be a pretty good player. And he's obviously a phenomenal fielder. But within that optimistic story by Destiny's Child the other day on the new Key Brian Hayes, I'm sorry, but the line that jumped out to me was this. As Hayes has said publicly before, he acknowledged that his lower back issues will likely linger for the rest of his career and life. Other than that, Donnie, he's in great shape. What are we doing here?
I worry a ton about his back. I mean, we've seen what he can do when healthy, especially in the field. I mean, I don't think people really question that. The guy is an exceptional player at third base, but the back thing, it scares me. Like, okay, there's not a ton of money in the grand scheme of things put into him. It's the years that are put into him where you treat this guy like he is a cornerstone piece of your franchise.
I would have gone out and gotten a new third baseman just to hedge your bets. It's not like you're spending, you know,
well, that's what I wonder.
$1 billion on Key Brian Hayes. You can't depend on him because he's hurt.
That's what I wonder with, you know, IKF is still here. The guy can play pretty much everywhere, and he's a good fielder pretty much everywhere. They make the move for Adam Frazier, which
Donnie,
I still don't like.
Donnie, did you adjust the heat in here? I feel cold air coming through here now. Did you limit?
I turned it down like one.
You did?
Yeah.
Without consulting? It's freezing in here all of a sudden. We're doing a show together.
I didn't think 1 degree would turn the tide of everything.
Oh, my goodness, Donnie. It's like when you turn the thermostat down in the house and, like, Joe's wife gets really upset. Joe, I'm so cold. Or, Joe, it's so hot in here.
Seriously, I feel cold air blowing on me now.
Okay, well, you can turn it back up.
I resent this that we didn't come to a – you didn't say, hey, do you mind if I turn down the thermostat?
It was at, like, a 71, and I put it to a 70.
Big difference. I feel it. But that's okay. I interrupted
you. All right,
you
can turn it back up then when we go to break here.
Right now I'm going to do it.
Go ahead.
Donnie, do you have any interest in Derek Hall or DJ Stewart playing first base for the Pirates?
It's almost like the scene from Major League where, like, they don't even know who the guys are. And then there's the, like, joke made about the one guy being deceased and they tell him to cross him off the list. Like, it you know the scene I'm talking about?
Yes.
I love that movie, by the way. It's one of my favorite baseball movies. That's what it feels like with a few of these names that get thrown out there internally to try and fix this problem that they now have.
It's remarkable. May I throw a topic in here?
Yes, you may. The Bechtold Breakdown is a collaborative effort.
It's a democratic endeavor.
It is a democracy, yes.
Pat White. Record-setting quarterback for West Virginia, the headline says, returns to Mountaineers as an assistant. Just very quickly, one of my first jobs, was covering West Virginia football. This was pre-Pat White. This was Mark Bulger. But saw him play many, many, many times. And I think he's the most underrated athlete that I've ever covered. He was phenomenal as a runner, as a passer, as a winner. I love Pat White, and I know it didn't go well in 13-9. That was a great day for Pitt. But he was phenomenal, Donnie. Look at
he
the
really
numbers
was.
He put up. I mean, he was just pure entertainment.
He and Steve Slayton, they were one of the most exciting combos in the entire country.
So
in
much
that
fun
season.
To watch.
There, man, I think back because that – when would you say is like the peak fandom that you have – sort of growing up, like probably around the time you're like 12, 13 years old.
Yes.
Like you feel very strong about
absolutely
just really every sport. It also helped that I guess that time period in my life, all of the teams were actually pretty good in, you know, complete converse of where things are at now with Pittsburgh sports.
But yes.
Like that 2007 college football season will be forever one of my favorites. I mean, I was like 12 years old. There was just chaos every single week. You had the top two teams losing every couple of weeks. It starts with the Appalachian State over Michigan upset, and the final week of the regular season was the 13-9 game.
Man, I'm with you on
but
that.
But I will say, going back to your original point, Pat White, Steve Slayton, that combo was unbelievably good.
Limits, I'm sorry to interrupt.
And Greg Gattuso goes back to Penn State now. To be a coach, too. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
How about that? What do you make of that?
They're loading up that coaching staff.
What role is he in? Do we know? Like a consultant or D-line? What's he doing?
Yeah, let me make sure I get the official title.
I love Greg Gattuso. I played one-on-one. Not one-on-one. It was three-on-three basketball with him in one of those media things. You talk about a guy you couldn't move off the block, Donnie. Now, this was 20 years ago, but we had some battles, me and Greg Gattuso.
I give James Franklin, Penn State football, you know, the credit here because they come up short last season. They do get down to the Final Four of the college football playoff. They get knocked out by Notre Dame. They have made bigger improvements to their coaching staff than anybody else. Like, they've gone out and made some major changes. They've had a lot of guys come back as opposed to going to the league. Now, they lost their two best players. They lost Abdul Carter. They lost Tyler Warren. Both of those guys will be not only first round picks, but both probably taken in the top 15, maybe even top 10 for both. Carter
top
absolutely
five.
Will be. But they're looking to make another run at this thing.
There's only one more place to go for. They're still sort of where Franklin said they were those years ago. Very good, trying to be one of the elite.
I
still think they're in that sort of purgatory. Maybe nudged it forward a little bit this year, but you know, there's one more step to go.
Yeah, and you look at their schedule for next season. I think that's a team that's going to be 11-1. I still. Just because this team continues to be the roadblock for James Franklin, I still won't say that he will beat Ohio State, because until he does so, I'm not going to believe that he can do it. He comes up short every time against them, no matter what the circumstances are, except for the one Marcus Allen blocked kick game. But they're going to be 11-1.
Yeah.
And they're going to go right back to college football playoff, probably get one of the better seeds again. So Penn State, I think, built for at least where they just finished.
Gattuso will be a senior analyst at Penn State, and a lot of the talk has been, guys, that, you know, Michigan ran it back 2 years ago with J.J. McCarthy as a junior. Both of their running backs come back. Roman Wilson's back. All their defensive pieces that could have gone on to the draft, they win a national title and go undefeated. Ohio State, they bring in all this $20 million roster, bring in Caleb Downs, bring in Will Howard, but most of their defensive pieces, like Tui Moleal and a lot of their Jack Sawyer, all come back. That's what the Penn State blueprint is in 25.
Next.
All right, next up, let's go to some pro football rumors with Aaron Rodgers now gone from the Jets, or at least the Jets moving on from him. Devontae Adams seems like the Nets' logical piece. The Jets owe him $36 million this upcoming season. It seems like it's just a matter of time before he is a former New York Jet, just like Rodgers. Would you be compelled at all to acquire Devontae Adams, whether it's a trade or in free agency, Donnie?
Do you think that means it would have to be sort of a package deal? Do we think it is, if you have Aaron Rodgers, you have to get Devontae Adams? It seems like Rodgers has that sort of impact.
Could be.
Where he's at.
I could see one of them just being cut. Like, they could probably trade Adams for a decent piece. What are they going to get for Rodgers?
Well, I think Rodgers is just cut. Like, he's going to be a dude that's signed in free agency.
I mean, this is a horrible idea. Again, this just gave me post-traumatic stress from watching the Jets last year. Can you imagine if both of them came to the Steelers? They're done. They're done. Now, I've said Rodgers can probably be as good as Russell Wilson. He can, but if you're actually trying to win something of significance, this is a losing proposition, especially that package deal.
I wouldn't take the package deal. I would take Devontae Adams still, though. I don't know what that guy's price would be. He's going to be 33 years old, so I don't know what the finances are looking like there, but he's still a pretty good player.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between.
upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He played 11 games last year with the Jets. He had 854 and 7 touchdowns. That's better than almost every single Steelers target, not just wide receiver. Every single guy that could potentially catch the football, every pass catcher, Adams was better than in 11 games.
Are the Eagles having their parade today?
Yes.
Right now.
Have we seen highlights of it?
I haven't seen anything yet.
This is incredulent. I'm looking at it right now.
How many parades did you cover, Joe?
A Steelers one after they beat the Seahawks, and I think both Penguins in 16 and 17, maybe even three of the Penguins.
Did you broadcast live from down there?
I didn't. No, I did my thing where I went around and interviewed people and asked them if they like Cornish hens.
I forgot about that. How could I possibly forget?
I've only ever gone to one championship parade.
What was it?
Penguins in 2009. I didn't go to either Steelers one. I guess myself and I don't know, probably because, you know, it wasn't like I got the day off from school or anything.
Are they overrated or underrated, Donnie? Championship parades.
I mean, I would love to go to the next one that we have, whenever the hell that may be.
Yeah, the idea that you win the championship is great, but is the parade itself, have you been to many?
I went to the Penguins 2017 parade.
You like it?
I did. I have a lot of really good pictures right on the, I think it was right off Smithfield Street, you know, where people will sit out on that parking garage.
Did you get Ole Matta passed out on the balcony? Remember that one,
yeah.
Donnie?
Yeah. Crosby came right past us with the Stanley Cup on a pickup truck. Wow. I got this great pit, probably was like 10 feet from me. Really cool.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed it. There was a Carl Hagelin lookalike on the Clemente Bridge walking over there, and I asked him if he was related to Hagelin, and then I asked him if he liked Cornish hens.
How many yeses did you get to the Cornish hens question?
I mean, again, if anything was working back there, we could hear some of it, Donnie. A lot of them, yeah. Some people didn't know what they were. Some people liked them a lot. There was a woman who, she lived alone and had just cooked a Cornish hen for herself, stuffed with raisins. Lots of responses.
Raisins?
I don't think I ever had one.
You should. It's a baby chicken. Next.
All right. Tyreek Hill and Olympic gold medalist Noah Lyles are apparently going to race each other in a relay race. Or I don't think it's a relay race.
Wait, just who is?
Like a sprint. Tyreek Hill and Noah Lyles, the fastest man for the U.S. And
not to be confused with Noah Hiles.
That's correct. The Noah Constrictor. Noah Lyles from the Olympics.
Yeah.
They're going to race. So I don't know if you remember back to the Olympics when Noah Lyles won like so many gold medals for the United States and Tyreek Hill was saying, I'm faster than him. And Noah Lyles was arguing back with him like, no, you're not. Now it seems like they're going to put it to the test. Is anyone interested in watching this?
What are the details of it? Like they already have a time and place and a...
Wait, who's racing?
Tyreek Hill, the wide receiver for the Dolphins, Joe.
Yes.
And Olympic 100-meter gold medalist Noah Lyles.
Yeah, I love these things, and I would watch it. Would you, Donnie?
I would. I mean, it's only going to be...
That's the thing. You
10 seconds?
Exactly.
Yeah. So
there'll be a buildup of probably a week, but yeah, I'd watch it for sure.
It'll be like the Kentucky Derby with humans.
Yeah.
They did a joint interview with People, and Hill and Lyles both said they're eager to race, but did not give a date, location, or distance for the race.
I think Lyles will win. Not that I necessarily want that, but I think he will win.
Me too. I mean, he's got the experience as an Olympic sprinter.
What if they made them both run in without pads and then with football pads on?
So
that would be interesting.
I think that's where you get a difference, yeah.
You agree with that?
Lyles would be completely new to that. Like, he'd have to adjust, and he'd have to, like, train that way, too, if he knew that was the case.
Yeah, because you add on, I mean, how much weight is those? Are those extra pads, Donnie? Like, that's a decent amount.
Yeah, they are. I mean, and for somebody who's never worn them, it will definitely be a change and be like a little bit uncomfortable.
How fast is the fastest human? 25 miles an hour, maybe?
Usain Bolt.
How fast do they go?
I thought it was like maybe 21?
28 miles per hour.
Whoa.
You know, there's a falcon. Is it the
And it was Usain Bolt.
Peregrine falcon can go 200 miles an hour, Donnie, in the air. That's the fastest animal on Earth.
You ever see one of those?
No, have you?
No, where are they at?
I don't know. They might be at Shenley Park, for all I know. I don't know where they fly. I don't know.
Not a cheetah?
Cheetah goes 75 miles an hour.
Wow. How about that? Could you imagine a cheetah just running down the road as you're driving 75 miles an hour trying to race? Could you imagine a cheetah just bolting it down
Donnie,
the parkway?
That's why you know what I'm really not a fan of is any of these safaris, you know, whatever country you want to pick where these wild animals just walk up to your car.
Yeah, no thanks.
I don't
know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not interested in coming face-to-face with a lion, you know? Are you?
Could be having a bad day, and then you're all in trouble.
Right. Donnie, did you know the pronghorn antelope can go 55 miles an hour?
The pronghorn antelope?
Yeah, 55. It could go under the speed limit.
Sammy Hagar.
The wildebeest. The wildebeest, 50. The lion can go 50.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah. Well,
wait, how about a bear? Bears are a lot faster than what people think.
Yeah, they are.
Short distance especially. Yeah. That's like a big D tackle on the 40.
Oh, yeah. A bear.
Or the 10-yard split.
I mean, listen, I once did a whole column on if you did a kickoff to a bear. No. If you did a kickoff to a human and the bear covered the kick, would the bear make the tackle? Would the bear get there like right away? Like how would that work? Do you think you could get past a bear, in other words, if you were on a kickoff?
No.
I actually interviewed athletes.
Do I have like 10 other guys blocking the bear?
No, you got
me?
Nothing. It's you and the bear.
No, I'm dead.
You and the bear.
That thing's gonna maul me.
You're wrong. And I interviewed a lot of people about this.
Were they all former NFL kick returners?
What did they think when you asked them this question?
Here it is. Here's the column, the kick returner and the grizzly bear. It's from the Trib from 2015. So Jonathan Bomboli presented this question to Dan Bylsma during a pregame press meal. And the question went like this. Bomboli said he heard it in the streets of Chicago. I don't know how that happened. Say you have a kick returner standing at the goal line, poised to head upfield, and a grizzly bear at the 50. Who wins? Okay, so Bomboli came on my show, like whenever this was. Mulsey gave it a crack. So did Pitt AD Scott Barnes, Greg Brown from the Pirates. I spoke with a grizzly bear rep for the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, Donnie. I went to those lengths, And here's the thing. Danny Smith, I quoted. You ready for his quote? I'm serious. He said, would the returner score? Danny Smith said, no question. His get-go is quicker, and the bear isn't going to last as long. A bear's fast, a bear's quick, but a bear can't run forever. Robert Golden, remember the Steelers special team captain? Can you believe this? He said, definitely he's scoring. Got a shifty guy out there and a big grizzly. The guy's going to be shiftier. 90% of the people I talked to said that the kick returner wins.
Yeah, I'm going to take the bear.
Because his weakness, Donnie, is side to side. You throw one fake at him and he's thrown off.
You better hope you get him. Grizzly bear can run up to 35 miles per hour.
How big is that grizzly bear's wingspan?
Well, he might just claw it. And it's about 600 pounds.
Here's the thing. There was a Calgary native named Jeff Galis who wrote the Grizzly Bear Manifesto. So I called him. He told me of a Yellowstone grizzly who stood 8 feet, 650 pounds with a 10-foot wingspan. Guess what his 40 time was?
What?
2.72.
That is terrifying.
They just line them up and say, all right, here we go on three. Yeah, they start running.
Who was the Steelers' old trainer? Is it Mark Gorsak? Is that his name?
He's the guy, the scout.
He used to time the 40. They had him sitting there.
8 feet, 650, and he runs the 40 in 2.72, Donnie. He said at 30 miles an hour, the bear covers 44 feet per second, and he can do that for 2 miles. So he feels like the bear would have a great, great chance to win that.
Yeah, see, you brought up, okay, the bear is quick, it's fast, but it can't go for all that long. All it has to go for is like 100 yards.
I know. Well, no, the big weakness for the bear is peripheral vision side to side. Like the bear straight ahead is the greatest pass rusher in NFL history, but you run a reverse on him, he's dead. He ain't. Now, you might be dead if he catches you, but if you run a reverse on the bear, he has no chance.
I think I'm taking the bear's chances.
Limits, who are you taking?
I don't feel confident taking anyone other than the bear in this situation.
I'd be dead. I mean, if the bear gets an illegal hands to the face penalty, your head's probably coming off.
You better fasten your helmet there, Donnie. Make sure it's secure.
If this 8 foot, 650 pound guy does that same hit that that Mahomes took to his face the other day, you're right. He's beheaded.
Yeah. That could get ugly.
Yeah, that'd be a hell of a scene.
They better not put this into practice.
That'd be a hell of a scene.
I used to watch that sports science show. I used to love that show.
I love that show.
They'd have it on ESPN.
Yeah.
I don't think they should test this. That would not be pretty.
Did you watch Mythbusters too?
Here and there.
Yeah, I love that show. All right, coming up next, a very special quiz show. This show has devolved. A very special quiz show, Limits, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it'll be unique. We'll put it that way.
What's it about?
Great question. We're going to go back in time to some old quiz show questions and see if we can dox your memory.
Wow.
With some former answers here.
I like this, Donnie.
How about that?
This is a memory test. All right, quiz show coming up next. First, I want to tell you what's happening in the NBA. I can't get over that, Donnie. 8 feet, 650 pounds with a 10-foot wingspan, and the dude runs the 40 in 2.72, 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3, he's there.
How many bench reps do you think he could do at 225?
They practice by lifting salmons in the streams.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.